This is New Baghdad in July 2007, the day after U.S. Apache pilots opened fire, killing a dozen civilians, including two Reuters newsmen. Journalist David Enders was there to cover a story on refugees, but all the Iraqis wanted to talk about were their eyewitness accounts of the massacre the day before.
The helicopter came yesterday from there and hovered around. Then it came right here where a group of people were standing. They didn't have any weapons or arms of any sort. This area doesn't have armed insurgents. They destroyed the place and shot at people, and they didn't let anyone help the wounded.
I swear to God, it was helicopters that attacked us. These people are all witnesses. They attacked us twice, not once. The journalists were walking around, and then the Americans started shooting. They started shooting randomly and targeted peaceful civilians from the neighborhood. They killed all the wounded and drove over their bodies. Everyone witnessed it.
WikiLeaks recently showed the world this disturbing video of U.S. pilots gunning down civilians in July 2007.
If you don't dig beneath the surface, we don't see that civilians are being killed, and we can't trust military reportage because military reportage just lists everyone who is not a child as an insurgent.
Journalist David Enders covered the U.S.-Iraqi war cumulatively for 3 years.
Iraqis say innocent civilians are murdered, and the military puts out a press release that says everyone who was killed was an armed insurgent. The press releases are so generally sanitized and in some cases so far from the reality of what happened.
Enders says civilian casualties are underreported.
It's created an atmosphere in the press of we don't care about civilian casualties or this is so hard to prove, and even if I could prove it, no one would actually care.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates continues to reject calls for a probe into the U.S. military's killing of civilians despite video capturing the attack on tape. Defense Secretary Gates is defending the service members involved, saying this is combat in a split-second situation. He's also criticizing WikiLeaks for releasing this video, saying it's been taken out of context and that the footage depicts an incomplete picture of the battlefield. For Press TV, Rhonda Pence, Washington.